God is going to bless us, I'm sure. You know why? Because we're going to look in the Bible. Not because I'm here, but because God is here, and he is going to speak to us in different ways. Each of us need to be spoken by to God, because he's the one that's in charge. He's the one that's going to help us. So let's just get all of our apparatuses here. There we go. That's on there. Five, yes. Okay. Looks like it's going to work. I'm telling you that. The Roy is just absolutely phenomenal. Okay, I think it's ready to go, Roy.
Are you on Zoom now?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't see you.
You don't see me?
At least one of the chat is a computer.
Okay, we'll go down here again. Zoom, here we are. Go to your email. Thank you very much for the email. If you get the email every week, read it. It takes you a little bit of time because there's so many activities, but you can pray for them. And I certainly pray for them. And God blesses me as I pray for them and I see what's happening. Yes. Oh, here we are. We go to email. We go to Roy. We go to there. Allow. Akistoy. Join. The meeting is recorded. Okay, that doesn't matter. Join with computer audio. Yes, but I'll turn it off. And we'll go down here. If you'll share it with me. Share. Turn up volume, no. Share. Just listen. Okay. You might have to come and give me a hand here. We had it set up ahead of time. There's a whole bunch of things coming up. Good to have everybody. Okay. There we are here, I think.
Share. You have to open your whatever you want to share.
Okay.
First.
This is what I want to share this. Yeah, that's it, yeah. That's what I want to share.
Let me see.
I'll continue on anyway as our brother fixes that. But you know, I have to confess. I've been preaching over 50 years, and I've never really got into Revelation. I'm a little gucci-gucci, we say in Spanish. I'm a little scared of it. I'm a little afraid of it. I'm a little, you know, there's just so much in it. And, well, you know, I mean, I heard that the Bible Fellowship looked at it this year, so I got into it, and I have dedicated 2025 to Revelation, and I did the letters so far in different assemblies, and I'm back and into chapter 4 and chapter 5. But the thing I like about Revelation is that it's a win-win situation. Here's why it's a win-win situation. Even if I have a problem, even though if it's not translated right, even though if it's not pronunciation right, even though if I make mistakes, it says it in Revelation, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. God's going to bless us.
Amen.
God's going to bless us. A pesar de, we say in Spanish, in spite of me, in spite of the preacher, in spite of the person who's speaking on Revelation, because we're going to be reading it. So let's turn to Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to read a few verses in Revelation chapter 5. We're going to be talking about Revelation chapter 5, we're going to be talking about the Lamb. Okay, are you ready? Reverend, follow along in the translation. I'm reading from the pulpit Bible here, the New King James Version, Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open? Open. Who is worthy to open? To open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. I wept. John wept. Ah, he wept. He wept because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to him, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the rock, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. Then he took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Verse 8. Are you excited? I hope I'm reading it okay, because I'm excited. This is exciting. Now, verse 8. Now, when he had taken the scroll, and the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, and with all the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slain and are redeemed us by God by our blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." May God bless the reading of the public reading of his scripture. Now, what do we have here? We have something very, very interesting. And there's a scroll. And on the scroll, the seven seals. And God has it in his hand. But nobody can open it. Everybody who was there couldn't open it. But then the Lamb of God, Jesus, he had the right, he had the authority, he had the possibility of taking those seven seals off. Now, I'm not going to explain to you the seven seals. I'm not going to explain to you about all the different things in there, but I'm going to try to apply this eight verses to our life in 2025. I'm going to take, I guess it's called the liberty, but I'm not going to go out of my liberty, the limits, and I'm going to talk to you about this, because it is so, so important.
So you need your password.
Password? Oh, your password. Well, it's not very complicated, I don't think. Let's try that one. Is that it? Oh, no, how about that? There you go. Is that it?
Yeah.
So here we have the Lamb, and we're just going to get this down here. Here we are. Oh, you, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Great. Thank you. So there's the scroll, okay? Now, I don't know exactly for that shit. You've got to take a little bit of liberty here to try to... There's the scroll, and there's seven seals on it, okay? Are you with me? Okay, seven seals. But nobody can open it. Nobody's allowed to open it. So what do? Let's just get this. Nobody can open it. And then the lion of the tribe of Judah, who is also the slain lamb, is decided that he is worthy. He's worthy to open it. He had the right. And this chapter that we see in chapter 5 is just a vision of the future events. It's a confirmation of the ultimate questions of worth. Who is worth to rule? Who is worth to be worshipped? Who is worth being us to be obedient to? Who is worthy of our lives? And it is the Lamb of God. And there's John there, and he's crying. But then, all of a sudden, the Lamb of God, the wonderful Lamb of God, came to open it. Now, my whole message is what we've just gone through. We've gone through worshiping the Lord. Now, if you didn't get goose pimples, if you didn't get excited, if you didn't want to stand up sometimes and raise your hand, I don't do that, but I want to do it. So I am so excited when I sit in the back there. I usually sit in the front, but when I sit in the back there, I get all excited because I'm worshiping the Lamb. He is the only one who is worth our worship. He is the only one that is worth our giving our allegiance to, the Lamb of God. Now, worthy is a lamb living in life that honors the one who is worthy. Do we live the life to the one who we are, who is worthy to unseal the lamb? Here we paint a powerful and dynamic scene in heaven. The scroll, all the hundreds of people, that the scroll is there, and seven seals. And it's held in the hand of God, representing the unfolding of God's redemption plan and judgment. But only the Lamb was worthy. This chapter is not just a vision of the future, it's a confirmation of the ultimate question of worth. Who is worthy to rule? Who is worthy to our worship? Who is worthy to be obedient? And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. That's why we're here. And that's what it's all about. Christ alone is worthy. He is worthy of our daily allegiance. He is worthy. Because you know, someday, and I'm not going to do it now because I can't, I'm getting too old. But if when I get to the kingdom, I'm going to kneel down before the Lord. And if I have any crowns, I'm going to take those crowns off and I'm going to put it at the feet of the Lamb of God. You know why? Because he is the one that is worthy. He is the one that is worthy. He is worthy what we did this morning. I mean, sometimes, you know, a lot of people have this worship service, 15 minutes, or maybe at Easter or at Christmas time, maybe two times a year. But I'm so happy that I'm preaching around the different assemblies, and all of the assemblies have it every Sunday. And some of it's an hour. I think it could be longer. But here we have, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our allegiance, worthy to, and we sometimes say, well, we ought to say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And that's what we should say, but we also should live the life that Jesus is Lord. Many people say, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Redeemer. Jesus is my person to whom I worship. But is he Lord of our life? Does he rule our life? I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you can share this with other people. But do we really worship the Lord the way we should? Does our life reflect the Lamb of God who took the sins of the world for us? He is worth our loyalty. He is worth our decisions. He is worth our desires. He should rule all of it. He should be Lord of our life, not just Savior of our life. I have so many people now of my age, and I'm 80. I know I only look 50. You don't have to keep saying that. But you know what I mean? The thing is, I've got so many of my friends are sort of, I did that. I've been there. I don't have to go to church anymore. I can just stay at home and watch one of the good teachers on the scriptures in the John MacArthur, or some of these fellows, John Piper. Well, I watch them on Sunday morning. But we need the fellowship. And I'm not talking against you people out there in Zoom land. I'm not talking to you type of people, because I know many of you, most of you can't be here, and I welcome you here. I mean, I can't welcome, I'm not from 16th, but 16th welcome you. And as Harold said, if you go back to China, get on the internet, say hello, wave to us. But is Jesus Lord of your life? That's what my crutch of my sermon is. Is Jesus Lord of your life? Is he? Does he rule? Does he? We have to examine our lives. But what is our lives about? Worthy is more than a song. It's a surrender. We say we went to the worship meeting and we sing, but it's more than that. It's a surrendering of our lives to him. Take my life and let it be. That's what it should be. We should be there with our hands open saying, Lord, take my life. Let it be. I think this is a question we have to examine ourselves. At least I have to examine myself. More than a song. Yes. Worship and revelation is involved everything. In our voice, in our actions, and in falling before the throne. And that's right. Worship is more than a song. It's your life. God wants 100% of your life. He wants 100% of your house, the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, the bedrooms. He wants your car. He wants your career. He wants everything. And as you give it back to him, he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. I get excited when I think the things that God has done for me in my life. And I'm just nobody. Heaven is focused on the Lamb. What are you focused on? There's the question. Heaven's focus is on the Lamb. What is yours? In heaven, everything and everyone is centered around the Lamb. And the question I have for myself, is it focused? Challenges. What occupies the center attention, affection, and time in your life? What is it? Well, is it your family? It's important, your family. Don't get me wrong. But our focus should be, as our brother said this morning, when I get up, I don't say what you say, brother. I should say what you say. But when I get up, I say, Usame. Anybody know what that means? Usame, use me, Lord. That's my prayer. I should do what you say, though, about worshiping the Lord. But I get out of bed. I sit on the edge of the bed. I put my feet down. And I say, Usame, Lord. And then I get up and I get working. Is the family the center of your life? Is it sports? I know the hockey series. Did you miss any prayer meetings because of the hockey? Did you miss any Zoom cell groups? How about hobbies? Is the hobbies the center of your life? Is career the center of your life? Is TV? Is computers the center of your life? I mean, this is practical theology that we're talking about. And it's so important. We have to set intentional time daily to gaze on the Lamb through the scriptures. I am so glad that Jesus saved me and that he's given me the Word of God. You can read the Word of God. You can read the New King James Version, which is excellent. You can read the King James Version record. If you find them hard, maybe you can read another good translation from the original language. We are so privileged to have the Word of God, to have it. So, we are A kingdom, we are a kingdom and priest. We are a kingdom and a priest. Now, you're going to ask me what I'm talking about. It says it in our scripture. It says it exactly in 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may desire the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. Are we living up to our heavenly priesthood? Are we living up to it? Are you a spectator or are you a participant? Are you a servant or a spectator? Get into the game! Get up to the plate! Come on now! Get part of the team! Get involved! As has already been said in the morning, the importance of the local assembly, the local church, the body of Christ, is this communion. And the question I have, are you more than a spectator? I trust that you are. I trust that God is using you. How can I serve as a priest here? Now, I don't know all the ins and outs here, but I guess there's always open for deacons. Maybe you could talk to the deacons and elders and say, look, God is leading me to help as a deacon in this church. Or maybe it's help during the coffee between the meals. I think that's a very important thing. All those ladies downstairs that prepare the nice coffee. And how about today's lunch? I'm staying. I was invited. I'm getting a free meal today. But how about all the people who prepared that? You are priests. You are part of the family of God. And how about helping the soundboard? Are you learning? Roy, do you need help sometimes? I'm sure he does. You should learn. He's getting older. He's not going to do that for 100 years. You got to learn. Look at the way he gets everything going. So important. I preach in assemblies that just doesn't work. I would love to steal Roy and take him with me sometimes. But how about that? Say, Roy, you know, I'm kind of interested in what you do. Can you show me? What happens if he's sick? Help on the computer. Bring food to special occasions. Be a catering group. Water the plants. Not bad. Not bad. I don't know who waters them, but they sure are beautiful. How about music? I love this assembly because there's music. I can remember this going and this going, and even here there was a gal with a guitar with two or three kids with. Oh, they're so important. Talk to the elders and deacons. Say, look, I would like to use the talent that God gave me. I would, if you're a singer, maybe you could sing at Christmas banquet or a dinner. I mean, there's so many things that you can do as a deacon. How about help cleaning up outside? I can remember a couple of years ago coming here and people had ladders here and they were cleaning all these lights and he was outside with a blower cleaning all the leaves. I'm telling you, there's so much to do in the local assembly. And this is what this chapter talks about, being servants of the Lord. A worthy response. A worthy response is so important. Conclusion, a worthy response. If the Lamb is truly worthy, then our whole life should be responsible to his worth. Not just in the movement of emotions, but in the practical daily surrounding. Revelation chapter 5 isn't just about a heavenly scene. It's a mirror asking of us. It's telling us, it's showing to us, and that's what we should do. We should be part of it. Ask yourself, who is worthy in your life? And are you living life you believe? In what areas of life is Christ not treated as worthy, and how can I change it? That is so important. Maybe there's areas in your life that have to be changed. And then the thing, fast for one thing. I mean, this is interesting. I can't fast. I try to fast and I get heartburn. But yeah, how about fasting from social media? That would be hard for me. I love Facebook and internet and Twitter and Instagram and but how about fasting from social? How about fasting from sports? Instead of that time of fasting, you can be worshiping and reflecting on what God did for you. Yes? Closing, we might say, honor God. Honor God. Honor God can be expressed in various ways. Here are some common ways people choose to honor God, and you can do that too. Living in integrity, prayer and worship, serving others, gratitude, studying the Bible, obeying moral teachings, caring for creation. Honoring God is often a personal journey influenced by faith. Yes? Who is worthy? The Lamb is worthy, but I'm just closing in this, and we can talk about it over coffee. If you need a coffee, you can put it on my tab. I'll pay for it. But who is worthy? Well, the Lamb is worthy, but also we are worthy. A lot of time we say, oh, I'm just a gusano. I'm just a worm. I'm nothing. But we are everything. God died for us. God paid the price, and he says we are precious. We mustn't. Yes, you are so worthy. You are worthy. I am worthy. But the Lamb is worthy more than we are. But we mustn't forget that he died on the cross for us. And he paid the price. And the price for me was the blood of Christ. So I am worthy in the sight of God. He loves me. He died for me. Father God, we thank you for this few minutes that we can reflect on chapter 5 of Revelations. We just pray, Lord, as we sit down to have a coffee, that we can talk about these things and also other things. We pray, too, for the rewards morning. We pray for the children, Lord, that they might rejoice in receiving their prizes. Be with us, guide us, and direct us, and lead us in your ways, and we'll give you all the praise and glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.